I want to bring this out and give a quick sort of teaching. The Lifetime Discipleship Plan is the fruit of a lot of work on helping people grow in holiness at the pace that they're able to. It's meant to be generic. Faith Catholic can produce these for your parish. We can get you the format and all that so that you can kind of tweak things to be the way your parish is, whatever it might be. The core concept is here that we want to give people a sort of track, a path to grow in holiness. And so that's kind of the idea here with St. John Paul II saying, the call to mission derives of its nature from the call to holiness. And what's the core mission of the church is to evangelize, but what's that mean practically? We really have to be intentional about our holiness if we're intentional about evangelization. And so this is really a help that can be used in many different small group contexts. I just want to quickly go through it with you. Please open up to page 5, possible small group formats. There are all kinds of small group formats out there. There are some that meet with men and women, married couples. Some are content-based solely. Some are just, we're coming together to meet up on one another's lives. I know a lot of you priests have Emmaus groups where you'd come together and you meet on the Lord about what's happening in ministry and all of this. There are all sorts of groups out there, but the aim for small group ministry is discipleship. The aim question is, what is the Lord doing in your life? A question that could be answered all around the group, no matter what context you adapt. What is the Lord doing in your life to really get there to the discipleship question? Turn the page to page 6. A lot of research went into this, spanning all different groups, all different traditions in the church. Can we name basic standards of discipleship? And someone earlier yesterday mentioned Matthew Kelly's 4 Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. He surveyed thousands of people who could name what are the staples in their lives as a disciple. He distilled it down to 4 that very much parallel the 4 that you can read here: prayer, parish involvement, study, service, and evangelization. And they can go by different names, but if you look at the Dominican tradition, you look at the Franciscan tradition, you look at the different ecclesial movements that have been happening, they all have these 4. And what's the importance of this? We got to be able to measure ourselves and know what we're going after. This idea is all about asking the question, have I set goals for myself in prayer? I mean, we do this for everything else in life. We do this for our careers. We do this for our families. We do this for our trips to Florida. How are you going to get from point A to point B? This is a help for people to plan this out. Start where you need to start. Too many people say, New Year's is here. I'm going to start praying for 45 minutes a day. They do it for 2 days and they're done. This is about being real and saying, I can start 5 minutes. I can pray for 5 minutes. Start there. Let Jesus get his foot in the door. Too many people say, I'm going to read this book and by golly, I'm going to get on that track. Well, read the first page. Commit to something reasonable in your life. Some people are so busy, they don't even want to get on the track to holiness because they have this image that, well, it's just going to suck all my life and energy and time out of me. Give them a vision of entering where they are. We've got a lot of busy mothers and fathers out there. Give them permission to enter where they are. You only got a minute to pray? Take the minute to pray. Give them permission to do that. That's kind of what's behind this. So I just invite you to look through this. Think of how it applies to your life. Think of how it applies to the life of parishioners. This is not set in stone by any means. This is an idea of just taking this step of what's really at the core of evangelization, the pursuit of holiness. And I'm going to go back and lean on that saying that many of you know, grace builds on nature. Let's start building new habits. Our lives will begin to shine in a new way to people, and people are going to come up to you and ask, why are you so full of joy? And you can say, it's because of this. It's because I have involved Jesus Christ in all the areas of my life. Okay. With that, I'm going to be around probably much longer than anyone will want me to be. I can answer questions on Lifetime Discipleship Plan, and we're going to have a whole follow-up that I'll describe before we go for the day. But just kind of let that sit there. You guys have great inspirations that we want to share with one another as well.